The Safer Communities Initiative is in Westchester County and culls resources from both inside and outside county government. County Executive Rob Astorino today unveiled the initiative, saying it will kick off February 27th at SUNY Purchase with a symposium on school safety that, for the most part, will be open to the public. He says the keynote speaker will be former NYPD Commissioner William Bratton.
We'll have an overview of school-based violence in America from a retired Secret Service agent, practical emergency preparedness for schools from a noted school security expert, how the police responds to dynamic incidents in schools with the chief inspector of the county police, John Hodges. And we just want everyone to be familiar and coordinate what happens on a day where everything goes wrong.
Alfreda Williams, a Democrat, chairs the Community Services Committee of the Westchester County Board of Legislators.
It's a good effort, and certainly we can be hopefully be on the same page countywide. But I also feel that the public service people and the school district association meets periodically, and I'm sure they've taken this issue up, and I'm sure they've reached out to their counterparts in public safety about the same issues. The fact that he's spearheading a school safety symposium, I believe it's called, to bring in people from the outside to talk about what's necessary and how to go about making schools safer is a nice effort. I'm just saying that I don't know if it's necessary.
What is necessary, she says, is a strong mental health component. And the Republican Astorino says the second phase of the initiative will be a community violence forum in April held by the county departments of health and community mental health. He says county officials are working with the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on this program.
Again, this is not just a law enforcement issue. This is a school-based issue. This is a mental health issue. This is a public health issue. And we're going to treat it as such.
He says there is nothing in this initiative that will cost taxpayers money.
We don't have a lot of time. And we don't have any money. And we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We're not going to create a new bureaucracy or government program. It's all there. Now let's just get it together. And let's get everyone on the same page, share ideas, share best practices, educate, and then start implementing a plan and becoming familiar with it. So God forbid the day happens, we know what to do.
As Westchester embarks upon the Safer Communities Initiative, Vice President Joe Biden and the parents of a student killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown are scheduled to speak tomorrow at a conference on gun violence at Western Connecticut State University, where shooter Adam Lanza took classes. Biden reportedly plans to address the president's gun control proposals at the conference, which will include a panel on mental health issues. Gunmakers and lobbyists were not invited to participate. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.